In Israel today, the country's attorney general announced that there is sufficient evidence to indict President Moshe Katsav on charges of rape and sexual harassment. The president's lawyer said he believes the attorney general will change his mind after a scheduled hearing. But Israeli politicians from across the spectrum are urging the president to step down now. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The charges of rape and sexual harassment relate to the claims of four women who worked for President Katsav during his term as president or before that when he was a cabinet minister. After months of investigation, the attorney general today recommended that Katsav also be indicted on charges of obstruction of justice, fraud, and breach of trust. Katsav has denied all charges. His attorney, David Liba'i, told reporters that the president had reacted to news of the impending indictment with great regret, but that he was certain that the presentation of further evidence would persuade the attorney general to change his mind. Justice Ministry officials say a final draft of the indictment will be presented after a hearing within the next 3 months. The presidency is a mostly ceremonial position in Israel. Katsav's term began in 2001 and is due to end in July. According to Israeli law, a president can only be put on trial if he resigns or is impeached by the Knesset. His lawyer has said in the past that if and when an indictment is submitted, Katsav would resign. But the president has since said that if he is indicted, he would suspend himself from duty. Several Israeli politicians today called on Katsav to step down immediately. Ron Cohen of the left-wing Meretz Party said that Katsav has humiliated the institution of the presidency. Zvulun Orlev from the right-wing National Religious Party said the recommendation for indictment marked a sad day for the state and its citizens. Katsav has called a press conference for tomorrow. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.